This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam says that she respects the results of local elections in which pro-democracy forces scored a sweeping victory and said she would reflect on them seriously. Lam issued a statement Monday saying the government would listen humbly to the opinions of the members of the public after Sunday's local elections that saw a record number of voters deliver a stunning rebuke to Beijing. But she also says it's time for the protest to end.
After these 5 or 6 months, Hong Kong people have realized very clearly that Hong Kong could no longer tolerate this chaotic situation. Everybody wants to go back to their normal life.
And the vote was a major symbolic blow to pro-China forces that dominate Hong Kong politics and the latest violence, or I should say latest evidence, of continued public support for a five-month-old pro-democracy movement that sometime became violent. The vote will not significantly change the balance of power in Hong Kong's quasi-democratic political system. Top Chinese and U.S. trade negotiators spoke by phone. AP correspondent Mike Grassi.
There are signs that China and the United States may be prepared to move forward with negotiations to end their trade dispute. The Chinese Commerce Ministry says Vice Premier Liu He and other senior officials spoke by phone Tuesday Beijing time with U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and agreed to maintain communication. On Monday, Wall Street set new record highs after Beijing announced new guidelines for protection of patents and copyrights. Theft of intellectual property has been a key issue in the trade war between China and the U.S. Mike Gracia, Washington.
And a new leak of classified Chinese government documents has revealed how authorities are using a massive data collection program to target and detain an estimated 1 million